Okay, let's review Psachim Daf Tes Zayin. The Brisa had said, Safik Mashkin Li Tame Tame, Li Tame Acherim Tohar, Divra Meir. A Meir holds that if we aren't sure if the liquid became Tame, we consider them Tame. But if we aren't sure whether the Tame liquids were Metame other things, we're lenient to consider them Tohar. The Chenai Rab Lazar Omer Kedvar Rab Lazar holds this way as well. So the Gemara asks, does Savar Rab Lazar Mashkin Islu Tuma B'Yalam? Does Rab Lazar really hold that liquids can become Tame Midarais in the first place? After all, in a Brisa he says that Mashkin Beis Mit Bechai liquids of the place where they checked in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahar, which Rav understood to mean not just that it can't be Metame other things, but that it's completely Tahar, apparently because all liquids are only Tame Midrabanan, and the Rabbanan won't go on liquids in the Beis HaShechita. So the Gemara tries to answer Ach Achada, when the Brisa says that Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rameir, it only meant that he agrees that Tame liquids can't be Metame other things Midaraisa. But unlike Rameir, Rabbi Lazar would hold that it can't even become Tame Midaraisa. However, we reject that explanation because the Brisa says that Rabbi Lazar holds kidvarav in the plural and introduces Rabbi Lazar by saying v'chein, indicating that he's in complete agreement with Rav Meir. When discussing the liquids from the Shechita house, the Gemara says Rav Amar Dachan Mamish, that Rav holds they are completely tar, because Tumas Mashkin in general is only midrabanan, and the Rabbanan never goes around this liquid. Shmuel says Dachan Milatami Tumas Acherim, they're only unable to be mitami other things, but can become tami themselves, since he holds that liquids do become tami midaraisa, but can only be mitami other things midrabanan. And the Rabbanan did not make this gezera on liquids from the basement Bechaya. The Gemara goes on to challenge Shmuel from one place, and then Rav from six places. First, the Gemara challenges Shmuel. How can he say that liquids can become tamei midaraisa but can't be metame other things if the pasuk says v'abasar asher yigal b'chol tamei lo yeachel? Anything that's tamei can also be metame meat of kachin. Kasha, that question isn't answered. We leave it as a kasha. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav from the pasuk that says b'chol mashkar asher yishta b'chol kli yitma, explicitly saying that a liquid can become tamei. The Gemara answers ma yitma. Hichshir. The pasuk doesn't mean that liquids become tamei, just that they can make other foods susceptible to tuma. We have two phrases to teach hechshir lekabel tuma in order to indicate that both liquid that is attached to the ground and liquid that's detached from the ground can be machshir food to become tamei. A bit later, the Gemara asks that it seems from the fact that Rabbi Yosef Chanina says that liquids of the basement b'chaya are not machshir, that detached water cannot be machshir midaraisa. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yosef Chanina was not referring to the water of the basement b'chaya, which can certainly be machshir midaraisa, but the blood of the basement b'chaya, which cannot be machshir, because any blood that is not nishpach kamayim, spilled on the ground like water, cannot be machshir lekabel tuma. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav from the pasuk that says ach mayin ubar mikveh mayim yeh tohar, that only water that is attached to the ground is tar, implying that water that's not attached to the ground can be tameh. The Gemara answers may yihi tohar mitumaso. The pasuk isn't speaking about the tar of the water itself, but about its ability to be metar a person who's tovel in it. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav's understanding that blood from the basement b'chaya cannot become tamei midaraisa from a brisa that speaks about a kohen who throws tamei blood on the mizbeach. The Gemara answers that Rav was simply explaining the opinion of Yosef ben Yoezer's Shreda, and this brisa argues on Yosef ben Yoezer. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav from the fact that the brisa lists tamei blood as one of the things that can be validated in a karban from the kohen gadol wearing the tzitz, indicating that blood can become tamei. Again, the Gemara answers this brisa is against Yosef ben Yoezer's Shreda. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav from another brisa that speaks about how the tzitz worn by the kohen gadol can take away the impact of a problem of tumah in a karban, presumably the tumah of blood, again indicating that blood can become tamei. Gemara answers the brisa wasn't talking about tamei blood, but about the tumah of the kmitza from the karbanos mincha. Then the final challenge to Rav is from the conversation between Chagai and the Kohanim, who came back to help build the second Beis HaMikdash, where Chagai asks them a shaila about something that became a revi l'tumah through a chain of a sheretz touching a beged, which touches bread, which touches a stew, which touches wine, which touches oil or other foods of kachim. Apparently kachim liquids like wine and oil can become tamei. The Gemara answers that Rav had only said that liquids from the basement b'chaya, the butchering chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, can't become tamei. Wine and oil are from the Beimid b'chaya, the areas of the Mizbeach, and those are able to become tamei, certainly.